CapitalOne.com, and listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Natural enrichment. Learn more at viking.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll get you a fresh update of the latest news headlines. At approximately 3:36, Juana Summers has a conversation with Richard Haass, President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're going to talk about how Donald Trump treats U.S. allies and how allies like Canada have been responding. That will be followed by a special report from our friends at Harvest Public Media. Extreme weather events are becoming more frequent, and this spring many farmers and ranchers have been dealing with disasters from flooding to wildfires.
And the horizon, as far as you could see, was just glowing pink, and I knew that was fire.
How agricultural producers have been coping with a changing climate, coming up in just about 24 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Art Guild, presenting Art Spaces 2026, May 2nd and 3rd. Studio tours at local artists' creative spaces and homes and studios. More details at lawrenceartguild.org.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, below in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening, few clouds after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny again on Wednesday, with highs in the mid-70s. Not much of a chance of rain again until Thursday, so we'll enjoy it while we've got it. 77 degrees in Topeka, 76 here in Lawrence. The time is 3:20, and you're listening to KPR.
Season 2 has a whole new cast of characters and all new beef.
This season is a more passive-aggressive beef.
My conversation with the creator of the show on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Get the latest national, international, and regional news. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
We have news headlines coming up next. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Atchison, 74 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
Wall Street at the close, the Dow held on to most of its Friday gains, closing at 49,442. The NASDAQ was off 64 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, Joe Ceballos, pleaded guilty today to 3 misdemeanor charges for voting without being a U.S. citizen. Ceballos has his green card, but he's not a citizen. He was elected mayor twice. He'll have to pay a $2,000 fine and serve a year on probation. State Attorney General Chris Kobach announced felony charges last November. He has since amended the charges to misdemeanors. Defense attorney for Ceballos, Jess Haynes, Amy says this outcome shows people view immigration cases with nuance.
Those who support some immigration policies still expect our agencies like immigration to be reasonable.
Ceballos said he thought he was allowed to vote because he is a legal permanent resident. The U.S. Department of Education claims four Kansas school districts have policies for transgender students that violate federal law. Jody Fortino has the story.
The investigation focused on school districts in Kansas City, Kansas, Olathe, Shawnee Mission, and Topeka. The Education Department says their policies allow schools to conceal whether students are using different pronouns or going by different names from parents. It also targets policies it says allow students to use restrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender identity. Federal officials say the districts risk losing funding if they don't change their policies. Olathe Public Schools and the Shawnee Mission School District have pushed back against the department's claims, calling them unfounded and meritless. I'm Jody Fortino.
As food prices continue to rise, a group that recovers and distributes food in central Kansas is seeing an uptick in demand. The Flint Hills Food Recovery Program collects food from grocery stores and restaurants that would otherwise be wasted. They distribute it to food pantries and social service agencies. For more than 2 years, they have connected food suppliers with relief agencies to donate excess food. Vicki James is the program's coordinator. She says the group has seen an increase in people experiencing food insecurity.
And a lot of it is not because they aren't trying to do better. It's not because they're not trying to have jobs and improve their situation. It's just kind of where we seem to be right now in our world with costs and challenges.
The program follows all food safety regulations, and it does not take expired food. It has recently expanded to the Kansas State University campus and is looking now for more food suppliers. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: highs in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the lower 50s. Next couple of days look to be pretty much beautiful. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. Lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night. More sunshine on Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s. Not much of a chance of rain until Thursday. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. It's 82 in Abilene. The time is 3:35, and you're listening to KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, as our climate has been changing, extreme weather events are happening more often. And that's been especially true throughout the central U.S. this spring, with huge temperature swings, flooding, drought, wildfires, and even ice storms. As Harvest Public Media's Emma George Griffin reports, these weather events can have serious consequences for farms and ranches.
At Hart's Pasture Farm,
it is still a wonderful life, and we love it. Definitely there are days that we want to quit, but we learn how to adapt.
Eckhart says her family will keep growing peaches in central Texas as long as they can. I'm Emma George Griffin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 and Lawrence 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always streaming at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up at 4:01. At 4:06, Canada's close economic ties with the U.S. are now being called a weakness rather than a strength. That's according to their Prime Minister, Mark Carney. Take a deeper dive into what exactly that could mean economically and, you know, in terms of neighborliness. We'll also learn more about farmers facing bankruptcy, another very difficult year for row crop farmers. Those stories and more still to come on KPR.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Lows in the 50s tonight, highs in the upper 70s tomorrow. It's 77 degrees in Topeka, and it's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Public radio is independent.
Public radio is resilient.
Public radio is free.
Public radio is yours.
We're still here for your right to be curious. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in a little bit more than 1 minute. Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
It is 76 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Emporia. The time is 4:06. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, we will get you an update of news headlines. That's going to happen in about 12 minutes. At 4:36, the line in which you must enter to get permission to legally work and live in the U.S. is getting longer, and that is frustrating immigrants and putting them at greater risk of deportation. We'll also talk about human rights in Iran coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate you choosing KPR. We know that it's your donations keeping KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. It's how we provide cultural information, intelligent entertainment, and more. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. I know that KPR matters to you, and your support matters to KPR. You can make a contribution right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Once you get there, click on the word support. And thank you so much for listening to KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventive checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
81 degrees in Manhattan, 72 in Chanute. The time is 4:20, and this is KPR.
3 years later, season two has a whole new cast of characters and all new beef.
This season is a more passive-aggressive beef.
My conversation with the creator of the show, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's a great way to start off your day in an informed way with the latest national, international, and regional news. It's Morning Edition on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 4:30. This is KPR.
Will remain involved in Cupertino, California, as Apple's executive chairman. Wall Street, the Dow is basically unchanged. The Nasdaq off 64. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, Joe Ceballos, pleaded guilty today to 3 misdemeanor charges for voting without being a U.S. citizen. Ceballos has his green card, but he's not a citizen. He was elected mayor twice. He will have to pay a $2,000 fine and serve a year on probation. State Attorney General Chris Kobach announced felony charges last November. He has since amended those charges to misdemeanors. Defense attorney for Ceballos, Jess Hamey, says this outcome shows people view immigration cases with nuance.
Those who support some immigration policies still expect our agencies like immigration to be reasonable.
Ceballos said he thought he was allowed to vote because he's a legal permanent resident. As food prices continue to rise, a group that recovers and distributes food in central Kansas is seeing an uptick in demand. The Flint Hills Food Recovery Program collects food from grocery stores and restaurants that would otherwise be wasted. They distribute it to food pantries and social service agencies. For more than 2 years, they've been connecting food suppliers with relief agencies to donate excess food. Vicki James is the program's coordinator and says the group has seen an increase in people experiencing food insecurity.
And a lot of it is not because they aren't trying to do better. It's not because they're not trying to have jobs and improve their situation. It's just kind of where we seem to be right now in our world with costs and challenges.
The program follows all food safety regulations, and it does not take expired food. It has recently expanded to the Kansas State University campus and is looking for more food suppliers. Birds are declining at a faster rate, and a new study reports industrial agriculture seems to be the culprit, especially in the Midwest. Although bird decline has been documented since the 1970s, the Ohio State University study found that bird populations are declining faster in areas with cropland and increased fertilizer and pesticide use. Andrew Stillman with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology says the study's findings are very important. Now he says more research needs to be done to find some solutions.
It's time to understand the mechanisms behind these changes using more localized studies that go above and beyond the correlation shown in this study to understand which aspects of agricultural intensification are impacting birds the most and what can we do about it.
The study found that across North America, more than 120 bird species are experiencing decline, and of those, more than half are experiencing accelerated decline. Mostly clear skies tonight over northeast and east central Kansas. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. It's 4:35.
It's all... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we bring you as close to the news as possible.
We saw Iran launch a missile with a dangerous cluster bomb warhead that hit an apartment building here in Tel Aviv, just a few minutes' drive from me in Tel Aviv.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting and stay informed about the biggest global and national stories every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, we start things off, as always, with an update of news headlines. That happens at 5:01. At 5:06, the president's sweeping tariffs illegally collected billions of dollars from U.S. importers.
That's money that came out of paying ourselves, it came out of producing more stuff, and we made fewer products than we normally do.
Today's the first day businesses can formally request refunds. We'll tell you more about how that process is going coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 70s.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
76 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 5, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We're going to start things off with an update of news headlines in 1 minute. The time is 5 o'clock.
Transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Emporia, 80 in Manhattan. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:06.
And programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at viking.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 89.9 in Atchison, and many other frequencies listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where you can become a member at any time when you click on the word support.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
We'll have an update of news headlines coming your way in approximately 12 minutes. In just about 22 minutes, we're going to talk about extreme weather events. This spring, many farmers and ranchers have been dealing with disasters from flooding to wildfires.
And the horizon, as far as you could see, was just glowing pink, and I knew that was fire.
How agricultural producers are coping with a changing climate. The story coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mark your calendars for April 28th as KPR will be participating in One Day, One KU, a 24-hour giving campaign starting at noon the 28th, running through noon the 29th. Your gift will support KPR's News Fund. Maybe we'll get somebody who's better with the English language. Visit kansaspublicradio.org to learn more. Your support is absolutely vital to helping us go the distance. It's One Day, One KU, and thank you for your support. It's 520.
Support for NPR comes. The first season of the Netflix series Beef followed two characters whose traffic altercation spirals into one revenge plot after another. 3 years later, season two has a whole new cast of characters and all new beef.
This season is a more passive-aggressive beef.
My conversation with the creator of the show on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition with Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and your local host, Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30, and you're listening to KPR.
Your parole or the death penalty. The determination on whether or not the district attorney's office will seek the death penalty will be made at a later time.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow held on to most of its Friday gains, closing at 49,442. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, Joe Ceballos, pleaded guilty today to 3 misdemeanor charges for voting without being a U.S. citizen. Ceballos has his green card, but he's not a citizen. He was elected mayor twice. He'll have to pay a $2,000 fine and serve a year of probation. State Attorney General Chris Kobach announced felony charges last November. He has since amended those charges to be misdemeanors. Defense Attorney for Ceballos, Jess Hamey, says this outcome shows people view immigration cases with nuance.
Those who support some immigration policies still expect our agencies like immigration to be reasonable.
Ceballos said he thought he was allowed to vote because he's a legal permanent resident. The U.S. Department of Education claims 4 Kansas school districts have policies for transgender students that violate federal law. Jody Fortino has more.
The investigation focused on school districts in Kansas City, Kansas, Olathe, Shawnee Mission, and Topeka. The Education Department says their policies allow schools to conceal whether students are using different pronouns or going by different names from parents. It also targets policies it says allow students to use restrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender identity. Federal officials say the districts risk losing funding if they don't change their policies. Olathe Public Schools and the Shawnee Mission School District have pushed back against the department's claims, calling them unfounded and meritless. I'm Jody Fortino.
Birds are declining at a relatively fast rate, and a new study reports industrial agriculture could be the culprit, especially in the Midwest. Although bird decline has been documented since the 1970s, the Ohio State University study found that bird populations are declining faster in areas with cropland and increased fertilizer and pesticide use. Andrew Stillman with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology says the study's findings are very important. Now he says more research needs to be done to find solutions.
It's time to understand the mechanisms behind these changes using more localized studies that go above and beyond the correlation shown in this study to understand which aspects of agricultural intensification are impacting birds the most and what can we do about it.
The study found that across North America, more than 120 bird species are experiencing decline, and of those, more than half are experiencing accelerated decline. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a lot like today, a little bit warmer, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, gusty winds coming up out of the southwest. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening, could see some clouds after midnight, lows in the mid 50s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny once again with highs in the mid 70s, lows around 60 for Wednesday night. Good chance of rain returns to the forecast on Thursday. This is KPR.
News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Juana Summer, President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. As our climate has been changing, extreme weather events have been happening more often. That's been especially true throughout the central U.S. this spring, with huge temperature swings, flooding, drought, wildfires, even ice storms. As Harvest Public Media's Emma George Griffin reports, these weather events can have serious consequences for farms and ranches.
At Hart's Pasture Farm in northern I'm Emma George Griffin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more Harvest Public Media stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Salinas Steeple Theater, presenting An Evening with Wilco, Monday, May 4th, led by Jeff Tweedy. It's two full sets, one intermission, all Wilco. Tickets at steepletheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with KPR. We know you have a lot of places to get your news. Thanks for choosing us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, more on the Prime Minister of Canada saying that close economic ties with the U.S. are now a weakness rather than a strength. What does this mean for the future of trade with Canada? Also, we'll talk about problems in the agricultural market, farmers facing bankruptcy. All the details coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, another real nice day. Sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. It's 76 degrees in Topeka, 80 in Manhattan. It is 10 minutes before 6. And this is KPR.
You'll always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 76 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.